Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Talking
Talking
Comics,
Comics, episode
92.
92.
I have blue hair now, as you can see. It's actually
Well,
teal.
isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
It's really
wonder.
falling.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great.
All right.
I love my blue hair. It's amazing.
That is the biggest update this week, is your hair.
It's so pretty.
You love it?
Thank you, Heather, for doing it. You're the best.
Think
Yeah.
she listens?
Hopefully.
Did you give her a card?
No, I didn't have any with me. You should have gave her a card.
I didn't have any with me.
We know where she lives.
We do. We'll be back, right?
Yep. But it's so pretty.
She is excited about her blue hair.
It's teal, not blue.
Huh?
It's
A
teal,
teal
not
blue.
blue.
You said blue
I
earlier.
know.
So why are you yelling at me?
Cause I'm the only one that could say that.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you can also have those. Actually, don't eat those. Those are poisonous. Cause Derek gave me those.
Don't know what you're talking about.
The Reese's.
Oh, I didn't know we had. Oh, yeah. No, never mind. I know what you're talking about. Amped Comics used code TCP
TCP10 to
10,
get
10%
10%
off.
off Allegro Printing for all your printing needs.
1 week from today, we will be at Allegro Printing, printing the Chronicles of
Of
Baron
Colonel
LP.
Pete.
Of Baron. Chronicles of Panel Pete.
We're also gonna have trading cards. Oh wait, was I supposed to say that? It's a surprise.
We might not, we're not having trading cards. We might have
Sticker,
stickers.
trading card, sticker card.
Super stickers. I'm working on stickers. I might be able to pull this off. We might get stickers next week too and do like rarities and like 25 different stickers. We got some cool artwork in.
Yeah.
Another, we got a seventh cover.
Seventh cover.
So now we have two exclusive covers. So,
My cover is the most exclusive.
yep, yours and this last one, I'll show it off maybe, is an exclusive cover. But it's pretty cool. Mike wanted to do another cover, so he did it and he knocked it out in
I
time.
look
So,
sick.
we are going to, yeah, we're going to Allegra next week. A week from today, we'll be walking around the shop getting it printed. It's gonna be crazy. I'm excited. I'm very excited
Yep.
actually to have physical copies of my comic book in my hand. It's gonna
Yes.
be
Won't
amazing.
I have 10 comics to give away?
Like not at one day, but you can give a few away, yes.
Okay. Oh, I know whom some of them are going to.
Okay.
I'm not giving one to Ellie because I know, because I gave her a comic
You
once
did.
and
Did it go well?
you don't want to know how that comic turned out by the end of the
She
day.
better not rip my comic.
She like it had like several holes in it.
So I am
Mine's
going
did.
to have.
Bad way to treat your comics. Sorry. But it was very bad.
I agree, but I have the excitement of having our own comics going to be very cool.
Yes.
I told the comic shop yesterday when I went, I was like, I won't be here next week. My only pull next week is going to be my comic, but I'll pick up these pulls next week, the following week. So he was excited.
Is he gonna have our comic next week? When is it coming out? Like, when is it coming to stores?
I don't know. I mean, it can go to the stores as soon as we get back. So it'll go for sale on our website. We'll probably launch the Kickstarter. Somebody told me today I shouldn't launch a Kickstarter, but I think I probably will anyway, just to try it.
Who told you you shouldn't?
We'll see. Just a group I'm in. Yeah, so we have the comic. I'll be excited. We're gonna get some cards, we're gonna get some bookmarks, we're gonna get some stickers, we're gonna get all kinds of fun stuff while we're there. So we're gonna come
You
back
know
with a
what would be cool?
car full of stuff that's going to be amazing.
You know what would be cool? Erasable pens. I love erasable pens.
Why would we do an erasable? How does that tie to the comic?
You know, like bookmarks and like stuff, erasable pens.
No, we're not doing pens. We'll do stickers.
I tried. I tried, y'all. I tried.
What do we need pens for? We got cards. We got bookmarks. We got stickers. We got. We might do pins.
I literally just said that. Pins.
Pin or pen?
Pin.
Pen, like as in a pen, P-E-N?
Pin.
Or a pin, as in P-I-N.
You're saying the same thing.
They're two different.
Pin and pin. Pin and pin. Like umbrella and umbrella.
Pin or pen?
Like deer and deer.
I'm so confused.
Me too.
Pin, as in you'd pin
like
something
shirt
on your
pins?
Shirt. Yes.
Okay.
Why would they be? How would they be erasable?
Wait, I should make the pins.
You should.
Oh my god, I'm doing that.
Exactly.
I'm doing that, actually. Okay, we're doing that. I'm doing
we will
that.
Do pins, yeah, I'm doing that. But okay, not yeah. pens.
Okay, stop saying pen. Stop. Wait, where's Mr. Pin?
I don't know.
Where did Mr.
Oh, I hope
Pin
you don't have a pen.
Go?
That'd be funny.
Where did Mr. Pin go?
Anyway, so we're rocking and rolling. We're going to have some printing done next week. We're excited. We got a long drive to get there, but it'll be great.
Like how long?
Days.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's not like, because we're going to D.C.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And then we're going to drive to like Pittsburgh on Tuesday and then finish the trip on Wednesday. And then we'll leave Saturday and we'll be home sometime Sunday.
That's cool.
So it'll be 3 days we'll be in Traverse City.
That's cool.
Visiting and getting stuff printed and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, that's the excitement going on. Her blue hair and a new comic book.
My blue hair. I love it. It's so nice.
So, do you want to go over your weekly pulls?
No. Actually, you can go over your weekly pull.
I got her on that last week. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Two weeks in a row.
First up, we've got the Disney villains, Ursula. I got this just because Ursula's funny to me. So.
Why are you supporting Dynamite?
You supported him.
Okay,
first.
But it was Muppets and Sabrina Carpenter.
Ursula, I don't know.
But you don't even, he doesn't even know what Sabrina Carpenter is.
I do. Mm. So I got the Is Ted Okay? Pick that one up. Our store actually is going to get an exclusive of this, which is going to be pretty cool, like an exclusive print from him. So that's going to be cool. We're entered to win that.
That's cool.
I got Vampirella 11. Looks pretty cool. And then I got the Absolute Wonder Woman number 17. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
The Immortal Thor, or I'm sorry, my bad. The Mortal Thor number 7. Yeah. I got the Power Fantasy number 16. 16. Sorry. The Power Fantasy number 16. And then Spawn the Dark Ages number 3. I'm excited about that one. So yeah, good pulls this week. It's crazy. A lot of cool stuff. Annika, what did you get?
That's fine. I got a lot this week. I got Harley Quinn, number 59. Whoop, 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 whoop.
The DNA cover.
Then I got Poison Ivy, number 59. This cover is terrifying. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Isn't that the Harley Quinn?
Yeah. It's scary.
What did you call it?
Harley Quinn's cover is terrifying.
You said Poison Ivy.
I did?
Yeah.
I did?
I was so confused there for a second.
Because I saw Poison Ivy on the cover.
On the
cover. I probably
okay.
said.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
I was like, this Poison Ivy is terrifying.
Yeah,
I was thinking that, but I thought I said, oh. Because it is. It is terrifying
yeah,
to me.
I gotcha.
I got the OG cover. Don't really know what's happening there, but you know, still cool. And I got whatever this one is. Is that Catwoman? I don't know. It looks like a man. I don't know.
See.
It's a cool cover though.
Very cool. So that was your weekly pulls this week.
Yeah.
Which one are you looking forward to the most? They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Which cover are you gonna read? The OG cover?
Yeah, probably. Well, okay. I have to read the other ones before I can read these though.
You're getting there.
I'm on like 30.
So you're getting there. What are you looking forward to reading this week? Do you have any books you're gonna take with us on our trip?
Yeah, a few.
Okay.
All my Sailor Moon books.
Okay.
Oh, and Mara told me she thinks there's a fifth book too, so we may have to get that.
So she's gonna look for, is she gonna see if she can get it for you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I didn't tell her to order it though.
You should have.
I was just asking. Wait.
Next time you see her, tell her to order that.
Yeah.
I asked the comic shop yesterday to order me that Watchmen book that I saw the other day that I should have bought, but I'll pick up the $10 Watchmen book. What are you excited about coming up?
I don't really know what's coming up.
I mean, what's coming out next week?
I don't know what's coming out next week.
What's the only one that matters next week?
Oh! The Chronicles of Panel Pete!
There you go. What did you read this week?
I read some of my Sailor Moon book.
Okay.
I'm getting through that one. It's a little longer than the first one. And I read some of this.
Oh, yeah. Sunder. You read some of that?
We picked that up
at a convention.
Good. It is so good.
Is it?
It really is.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I read my Journey into Mystery, 150 to 156. It's cool things happen in the Thor world. The Mangog is freaking cool. It's coming to, you know, bring Ragnarok to the universe. It's going to be crazy. He's almost to Asgard. I think he'll get to Asgard tonight in tonight's episode issue. But yeah, those have been the favorite ones I've read. Just that's what I've been reading one a night. It's, you know, I'm enjoying it. I'm in the omnibus. My only issue is that book is heavy. So like trying to hold it, like I'm like having to like set it down because it's so heavy.
You can go like,
yeah, that's what I end up doing, is putting it on the arm of the chair or something because it's so heavy.
Yeah,
because I tried to like hold it up. I was like laying there trying to hold it up and I'm like shaking. It was so heavy you couldn't do it. So wow. The other ones were lighter. I could just lay there and just read, but it didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
What'd you watch or play this week?
Played a little bit of Fortnite and some Minecraft.
We did. We finished that Fortnite heart collection thing.
Yeah.
We finished that the other night. We haven't had a whole lot of time to do that.
Yeah, I was playing Fortnite like a few minutes ago, and my back like went into the floor, and I can't figure out how to get it out. So I have to
start
my
weird
game.
I played Celeste one night for 2 hours and then just a little bit of Fortnite with you. I think we finished that up on Sunday.
I think so.
And then I haven't had time to play much or watch much. It's a busy week. I got a lot going on, just getting things ready for the trip.
I remember what I watched this week.
What did you watch?
Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark. Best movie ever.
I thought you watched it last week, or maybe I'm not.
No, it was this week.
It was? Okay.
It was this week. It was such a good movie. It was only PG-13, which I don't know why it is.
I don't know that I've seen that. I'm going to have to watch that.
It's funny. I like it. And I also watched some Harley Quinn and Batman movie.
Very cool.
I've seen it before, so I didn't finish it because I already know what happened. It kind of got boring after a few minutes.
So we did sneak out on Sunday.
We did.
To the Oak City Comic Con. We went for the, maybe 2-3 hours. We had fun. I met a lot of people, talked to a bunch of people. I got to meet Ace Blade, who I've been looking for. And he's really the reason I went, because he posted a video on Saturday. He's like, I'm here. And I'm like, oh, I really need to go because it's only, 40 minutes away. So I went, got to meet him, got to meet some other cool people. Some cool resin printer guys were there. You know, a few vendor, comic book vendors were there. Some actors and writers and a few people we've met before. But got to meet some new people that will eventually be on the podcast. So that'll be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, it was a decent show.
Yeah, and while I was there, I spent $2 to spin a wheel and see what I got. And I got the worst thing on the wheel, Rice Krispie Treat. So she said, would you want a poster or another thing? I was like, a poster. They didn't have any Harley Quinn posters, but they did have this.
There you
go. It's a preview for this book. I already have this book, but it's still going to have the preview.
Yeah.
Like the store preview.
I didn't buy anything there for myself.
While we were there, excuse me. I also met this guy.
The author of Sunder.
Yeah.
This printed by Image Comics or published through Image. Or is it, I'm sorry, not Image.
Mad Cave.
My bad. Mad Cave. It's a cute story. He was there. He signed it for her, which was awesome.
Yeah.
He's got a second one coming out. He's going to come on the podcast when the second book comes out to promote it. So that'll be very cool.
It's actually a really good book so far.
But yeah, we kind of ran out of time because I had to get home to record another podcast that day.
And also, while I was there, I bought this Harley Quinn figure.
Oh, that's right. Where is it at?
It's at home. I bought a Harley Quinn action figure. It's so cool. It's very possible. It's a little smaller than my other ones. So it isn't like the scale's like an inch smaller.
Is it the size of your Elvira you got last week?
Yeah, probably. But still, it's really cool, and I really like it. And she comes with a hammer and, like, extra hand on things and a gun.
Very cool. All right. Anything else from the convention?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was good. We spent about 2-3 hours there. We had to get home so I could record an episode that'll come out later this week.
Shout out to the lady who owns that hotel. She gave me a free snack.
I don't know if she owns it, but she works there. I doubt she owns that hotel.
I don't know.
But maybe. Well, cool. So, yeah, we got to do a convention. And then, so this week in comic history, the 25th, Spider-Man number 1 by the Todd McFarlane came out in the late night. In the late 80s? So, also on February 24th, 1971, The Tomb of Dracula number 1 released, which was something that Marvel could do that they were successful at. They could prove they were successful beyond like superhero and villain titles.
Do you know what I just realized? Today's date.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Today's date is 2/26/26. This is the date.
You interrupted my... Okay, can you wait until I'm done and then do that?
Yeah.
Also, on February 22nd, 1939, it says 1939, but then it says in the description that it's 1940. So right around that time is when the first Batman number 1 solo Batman cover dated spring 1940. Let me read this again. So Batman hits newsstands while Detective Comics introduced Batman in 1939, the first solo Batman date in spring of 1940 was around this week. So that was our this week in comic history. What about the date, Annika?
So, today is 2/26/26. This is the only day that it will ever be 2/26/26. Like, 26 and 26 with the 2 in front of it. Like, a 2.
2/26/26.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? I just thought it was cool.
It is. There's a lot of dates that are cool like that only happen once ever.
Yeah, like, in 2006, the date was 666. That's
6606 maybe, but yeah. Yeah, crazy things. Guess what time it is? Oh, wait, no, it's mail time. I did get one package from...
I wore my Harley Quinn pants.
I don't want to get his name wrong, so I'm going to look it up real quick.
Harley Quinn pants today. Oh, I found Mr. Penn.
D. Hausner. D. Hausner sent me a packet. He's going to be on the podcast in a month or so. He's scheduled. But he's been, I met him through Mike Elgier, who was our artist for Chronicles of Paddle Pete. He's one of them that allowed us to use his book within our comic. So he actually, before he comes on, it was pretty cool. He sent me a copy or sent me a package. I haven't really opened it yet. I cut the tape, but he put stickers on his package, which I thought were pretty cool. And I just realized he puts even another sticker on there. So let's see what we got. Is this taped? What is this? Kind of. I can't pull it out. Oh, he wrote a letter. Oh, God. I don't want to cry.
You should let me read it, because I'm so good at reading letters.
Hi, AJ. Just wanted to send you the first three issues of Kid Nebula. I'm working on the fourth one right now. Hope you like them. Thanks again for inviting me on your show. Love what you're doing. Can't wait to read your comic, D. That's awesome.
Slay.
So I'm going to have to send him...
We have to put that on the wall now.
I have to send him the copy. I've been slowly sending the people that have let me use it in their book. Well, these are cool. So yeah. Oh, and they're signed. They're signed.
Already a step through,
right?
Further than TS.
Number one, number two, and number three. So very cool. I can't wait to read these and prepare for. But
thank you for
coming on,
redeeming yourself, TS. After you sent me the other package with the signed.
With them signed. We might have to take those with us, by the way, the diggers with us.
Wait, why?
No reason.
I know, I...
There's a small chance we might run into TS.
If we do, I'm actually going to scream.
We're going to be pretty close to where he... Like, as we're driving to where we're going, we're going to be within about 25 minutes of where he lives, so... He said if the schedule works out, he'll come meet us for lunch or something. That'd be pretty cool. We should film some videos. We should make him like go and sit down in the restaurant, and then we should like walk in and be like, "Is that TS? Is that TS?"
We have to
interrupt his meal, and then him yell at us or something. We'll make some fun content if we.
Yes, we have to do
if,
that.
If we can pull that off, so
we have to do that.
All right, guess what time it is.
Question time.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo woo. Yeah.
Question time.
You go first.
Question time.
Did you redo the question time song?
No.
Bro, please.
Not yet.
Do that.
I will work on it.
I hate it.
You'll be fine.
Oh my God.
That should be one of the stickers.
No.
All right. It is question time. So I chose Disney comic trivia. So could go either way. All right. Multiple choice, 10 questions. Are you ready?
No.
You can wager 100 to 1,000 points per question.
I know this.
Which Disney character first appeared in the comic strip Silly Symphonies? Is it Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, or Pluto?
Pluto. Goofy. For 200.
That is incorrect. It was Mickey Mouse. So you're at negative 200. You'll stage a comeback here. Who is Scrooge McDuck's rival in many comic storylines?
Wait, I know. Wait.
Do you want your multiple choice? Okay. Is it Flintheart Gloomgold, Magicka Dispel, Pete, or Gyro Gearloose?
The first one for 1,000.
The Flintheart Gloomgold?
No. Okay, wait, no. That for 500.
That one for 500? You are correct. You're at 300. What is the name of Donald Duck's three nephews?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Yes. Oh, you're at 1,300.
I know.
All right. Which Disney comic artist is known for creating Scrooge McDuck's adventures? Is it Carl Banks, Floyd Gottfredson, Don Rosa, or Romano Scarpa?
Repeat, please.
Carl Banks, Floyd Gottfredson, Don Rosa, or Romano Scarpa?
Floyd Gottserman for 100.
Incorrect. It's Carl Banks.
Okay.
What is Gyro Gearloose famous for in Disney comics?
He being Scottish.
Is it inventing crazy gadgets, stealing money, flying planes, or being a magician?
Stealing money.
For how much?
100.
It's incorrect. It's inventing crazy gadgets.
Okay.
Which city is Duckburg located in? Is it Duckburg, Mouseton, Springfield, or Toontown?
I don't know. It's a duck. It's Duckville for 1,000. No.
Duckburg for 1,000?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I know, because it's in a city. What?
Okay. You're like, I don't know. And then you're like, I know.
Because, like, I got it right. So, like, of course I have
Magicka to. Dispel is obsessed with stealing the magical item, Scrooge McDuck's number one dime, Mickey's sorcerer hat, Donald's car, or the sorcerer's stone.
The dime, his dime, because it goes around his neck. Wait, is that that emo chick in DuckTales?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the dime around his neck. Cause
for how much?
1,000. Because, like, she
that
like...
is correct. You're at 3,100. In the paper in ink, the paper in ink series, which Disney character becomes a superhero? Is it Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Goofy, or Huey?
Mickey Mouse.
For how much?
500.
It is incorrect. It is Donald Duck. Who is considered the number one enemy of Scrooge McDuck? Is it Flintheart Gloomgold, Magicka Dispel, the Beagle Boys, or Pete?
Okay, it has to be the first one. I forgot his name. And then the Bugle Boys, because aren't those like, dog guys? Because, like, they try to, like, go and, like, kidnap them. So I think it's them, but it could also be the other guy.
Well, pick one of those two.
Okay, the first guy for, like, 1,000.
The Gloomgold guy for 1,000?
Yeah, I guess.
It is incorrect. No, 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 no. It's the Beagle Boys. You're at 1,600. Last question. Which Disney character often travels the world searching for treasure? Scrooge McDuck, Mickey Mouse, Goofy, or Donald Duck?
Scrooge McDuck for 1,000.
You are correct. You finish at 2,600. We have this or that, and then you'll have your bonus question. All right. How can I do on this or that this week?
Oh, we're not doing wagering points this week.
We are.
I'm making up my own points.
No, I'll wager my points.
No.
You aren't fair with your points. That's okay. Why I took that control away from you.
Okay. 10 this or that question.
Yep.
What? 10 this or that question.
Yeah. 10 this or that question? Yeah. Is that what you're going with this? I'm going to go with...
Wait. Hold on. I need to...
You need to mark all your answers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You got them all?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go with that questions for 100.
That's incorrect. You're at minus 100. Oh,
dang it.
Wait, was that even one of the questions?
No, that was just telling you the title, 10 this or that questions. Really? Now can we do this game for real?
Yeah.
We don't count that one.
No, we do. Okay, Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck?
Mickey Mouse for 500.
Okay, you were at 400.
So 500.
400. Girl math.
Girl math? Okay.
Okay, Goofy or Pluto?
Goofy for 1,000.
Oh, wait. So you're at minus 600.
Wow.
Huey or Dewey?
Huey for 600.
Okay, you're at zero.
All right.
Scrooge McDuck or Flintlock Gloomgold?
Gloomgold. I'm going to go Scrooge McDuck for 1,000.
Okay, you have 1,000.
All right.
Magica Dispel or Bugle Boys?
Bugle Boys for 1,000.
Okay, you're at zero. Oh,
dang it.
Gero Greloose or Gero's Robot Helper?
Robot Helper for 1,000.
You're at 1,000. Paper Ink or Phantom Blot?
Phantom Blot for 1,000.
You're at zero.
Dang it.
Daisy Duck or Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse for 1,000.
You're at negative 1,000. Okay, Duckburg or Mouse Ton?
Duckburg for 1,000.
You're negative 2,000.
No way.
I have it, Mark.
Okay.
Adventure or comedy?
Adventure for 1,000.
You're negative 3,000.
Oh, I really did bad at this game to this.
I have it all marked, too.
All right, so for negative 5,600 points, this is your question.
Okay, go. I'm scared.
No. Which Disney character famously exclaims, "Aw, fooey," when things go wrong in the comics?
No.
Aw, fooey. Watching DuckTales, he does it in there too, so you should know. Fooey.
Multiple choice?
Nope.
Multiple choice? If you don't give me multiple choice,
Fooey.
Multiple choice.
I can see him doing it over and over.
Is he Scottish?
I don't believe so.
So it's not Scottish? Donald Duck?
Is that your final answer?
I guess.
Is that your final answer?
No. If you'd give me multiple choice, maybe it would be.
Just have confidence. Go with your gut.
Donald Duck. Oh, wait, Mr. Penn. Please tell me my answer. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Donald Duck for 1,000. That's what he said.
You are correct.
I knew it.
You destroyed me at this or that this week. Aren't you so excited?
Stay. I have like 112 something.
3,600 to my negative 3,000. So you beat me by 6,600.
Do you want
points.
Your? Do you want your points?
Sure. Can I get a bonus question to get 6,600 points?
Thor or Harley? Oh,
Jesus.
Quinn. This is what you want, not what I want, okay?
I mean, if it's what I want, then the answer is easy. If it's what you want, the answer is easy. But if I just have to randomly pick one and you're randomly going to decide.
Okay, fine. I'll write it down.
Well, is it what I want or what you want?
No further discussion. Okay.
Thor. What did you write down?
Harley.
Let me see. Let me see.
It's kind of like in the script, but like.
I see Thor. Wait, move your finger.
It said Harley Quinn or Thor. And I underlined Harley, but it's through the Onicon script. You'll have to see it.
I feel like that was a little jaded.
It wasn't, because there's no room to, there. I
it's
did it
fine.
There.
It's fine. You win this or that this week. Or
I know.
Question time. Good job.
So you got minus 6,000.
So next week, we will be
in
on the
Michigan.
Road. We will do an episode from the print shop or the hotel or somewhere
look
up there.
My hair. So nice.
It's going to be cold. It's going to snow.
It is.
It looks like it's going to snow. Even in D.C., when we go next week, it's going to snow. So, I'm not looking forward to that one, but, you know, it is February. Well, technically, it'll be March 1st when we go. So, it's early March going north. So, what do you expect?
You're mean, Mr. Pitt.
But, awesome. So, wish us luck. We're going to travel. Wish us safe travels. When we come back, we'll do an episode. We'll release it next week from up there. But when we come back, we will have copies. So hopefully the next episode.
We should do it. We should do.
Tuesday, I'll release a regular conversation episode as normal. But the next Annika and AJ episode, we will have physical copies.
We should have
copies.
Chris on it.
We talked about that last week. Yeah, we're going to do it. Yeah,
we'll have Chris or not. Or
yeah.
If we get to see TS, well, we should have TS.
Well, we'll do something. We'll record something with TS
content.
For sure. So. Well, cool. Well, thanks, everybody, for watching. Go like, subscribe, follow along. There's a event on Facebook where we're going to do a live. Her and I are going to go live in 2 weeks from today to launch the Kickstarter. So there's an event on Facebook you can sign up for. Find us on there. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
Yep.
You should say that.
Whatever you get your...
No, go ahead.
Wherever you get your podcast, you can listen to the Talking Comics podcast, and make sure you subscribe and like and leave a comment.
Oh, yeah, very good. Leave a comment. We'll do a giveaway. We'll do a comic giveaway.
It sounds better when I say it.
It does.
And leave a comment. And then you can get all your comic needs. Oh, yeah, that's all your printing needs.
All your printing needs.
All your comic needs and Allegro printing for Chronicles of Panel Pete.
I love it.
I know.
Thank you, everybody.
Look at my blue hair. It's so nice, right?
Bye.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free peer view of the Chronicles of Panel P by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.